Military fighting causes unrest in Afghanistan. Ministry continues. Christian education gets a boost in Honduras. And a ministry team seeks a permit for a new radio station in Burkina Faso. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A NATO airstrike killed 9 family members during a clash between Western troops and militants in Afghanistan. The bombing triggered protests. While this anti-Western sentiment's growing, CURE International's Jerry Luongo says it's not affecting their work in Kabul, but they are concerned.
There is always a presence of a threat, of riots, of all sorts of things. Our team there does have a constant pressure of security issues, and that they stay and continue to serve the people of Afghanistan, I just think, is amazing.
At the request of the government, CURE operates the only obstetrics and surgical training hospital in Afghanistan. Even though evangelism's illegal, CURE hasn't forgotten about the spiritual side of their work.
It really is about building relationships and saying, you know, we care about you. We're Christian and we care, and we're here because we're serving God by serving you.
Pray for safety for the team. Next, the first privately owned Christian radio station is now on the air in the Central African Republic. Integrated Community Development International's using radio to supplement their sanitation, HIV/AIDS, and economic outreaches. ICDI's Jim Hawking says it'll do more than help physically.
It's amazing, but there are lots of passages of scripture dealing in how you care for your body, for your family, health care issues, and we can relate that right to what people do in their spiritual life as well.
HCJB Global's Kurt Bender says they provided the transmitter and the expertise to get the station on the air. He says it'll only enhance their ministry.
Local ministries to be able to reach into villages that, frankly, are so remote that it's very difficult to even be able to get to them by vehicle. So now we have the opportunities for the gospel to get in there on a daily basis.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Global Advance's marketplace missions emphasis is sparking new kingdom-minded business leaders in the Hyderabad and Vishak regions of India. Marketplace conferences brought hundreds of Christian business people together who don't typically have many avenues to connect with other godly leaders in business. Global Advance is planning a multiple-year strategy for equipping business leaders in these and other major hubs in India. Meanwhile, now that the roof is on and the refitting complete, classes have already started for a school in Catacamas, Honduras. It's a Worldwide Christian Schools partner that's marked steady growth. Worldwide's Elaine Helma says the conditions for national teachers created an open door for them.
The teachers in Honduras have a hard time getting paid. The money comes from the government, and I guess this past year they had 69 or 79 school days because the teachers were on strike so much of the time.
Helma says by partnering with the schools, they can ensure quality evangelical education.
We're sponsoring the school. We're helping the school by giving them sponsorships, not individual children. It helps the school take more of these poor kids in because the parents still have to pay something. A very small amount each month.
Sponsorships cover many of the education costs of a traditional school. It also ensures that tuition's affordable for those who want to go to school. Go to our website if you'd like to help. And a Christian partnership including SIM, a local Christian community development group, and Horizon International is seeking a radio permit from the National Communications Board of Burkina Faso. The group wants to establish a full-service Christian station in the Fulani North. Only one permit will be granted for the area, and there are two other organizations in the running for it. If they get it, the team hopes to establish biblical and community development programming. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact for their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's Little People, Big God at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.